Good morning, beautiful souls. I'm here in the forest and doing my nature walk. This morning when I woke up, I have this longing to be in my own space. So basically what's been happening is I canceled my workshops and my teachings for a while. And it's just the month of Scorpio. When it hits October 23rd, it was like a bell, a strong message for me to retract, reflect, recharge, and really see what I had co-create with the universe or God or the source of all that is. Why can't we just say God, right? There's so many stigma towards to people's experience of God because of their religious background, or if they were hurt by their own religion, right? Their practice. So then they have this separation with the word God. So I'm just addressing this because I feel as human beings, we are so complicated. And we are like these energy beings that have a lot of implants or imprints in our soul's journey. So as you incarnated in this body, you are being triggered by those people around you, by situations that keeps repeating. It's like a cyclical karmic patterns, you know. If sexual abuse is your core pattern, then you have all these layers of fear that can creep up when you're in a relationship because of your insecurities about your body image, or also like a wall around your sacral chakra and heart, because they're not in alignment, in congruent with what you really want to feel, because that is a core wound of your existence. For example, if you were born with physical disabilities and your body image had been judged, criticized, not even physical disability, just like I grew up having that critical brother that always look at my legs, and he kept saying, you know, your legs are so ugly, it's so muscular, you know, and that nobody would like your legs. It's like this insidious, judgmental criticisms that you receive without even, you know, like doing anything. And just your elder brother started telling you this. And here you are as a child. And then you develop this shame. So right at the get-go, I felt shamed about my legs. And so why is it coming up? Because when you're in a relationship, you feel like there's some parts of your body that is not acceptable or that is not perfect, right? So it's like this imperfection of our human DNA. And so when I was walking, I just felt like, what are these imperfections? Why are we triggered? Like for me, a huge trigger with relationship is being a healer, because I feel like I don't want to be a healer in any romantic relationship because I just want to be a lover. Like really feeling loved, receiving love, giving love. And that I'm not there to fix anyone or to heal my partner. But it's kind of weird that the healing archetype, the healer archetype, is bypassing its boundary, right? So in a romantic relationship, I find I needed to be so cautious that I have my boundary as a healer, because the healer is a, for me, is a career, is a profession, like being a nurse, healing Akashic records. It's not something that I want to do with my partner. So it triggers me in a way when I could see the default of the other person. So then my fear comes up. But that fear is an illusion itself, because I know for a fact that my perception are my filters. So if I have a filter of fear, then obviously I would see the person as fear. But deeper than this is actually a layer of I am not good enough. So then I keep attracting a person that is not good enough in my mind. Because within the core issue of my root chakra is the feeling of I am not good enough because of the imperfections that I've received in my childhood, right? So that is a big, big loop, a cycle of karma. And we can use this analogy to other situations that we are experiencing. So when we get triggered, the universe is asking us to stay still. Kind of like this huge tree in front of me, standing so strong in stillness. With all the, you know, like if there's a storm, chaos, like the snowstorm or anything that is happening around this tree, he is so grounded to Mother Earth that itself is not alarmed. The tree is not restless. It's firmly grounded, knowing that he is here to experience love. And all that illusions and fear and triggers are just like passing by. Because behind those illusions is clarity, is stillness, is that essence of you as an observer, as a witness to the grand creation of this amazing divine plan that we are in, right? So we are incarnated here to experience groundedness, to be still in the midst of chaos. Because anything can be thrown at us. Like, you know, listening to the news, there's a lot of increase in viral infection in British Columbia. So that itself is another layer of a mirror, right? So pay attention to how you see things. What's your mirror? Is it clear? Is it clouded with fear of intimacy? Fear of insecurity? Like if you're lacking abundance, like suddenly your flow of money, your resource is blocked and stopped, then the universe is telling you, where are your thoughts? Are you feeling abundant? Are you feeling free to create? Because we are manifestor. We are the co-creator. We are the magnet of things that happen to us. So let's take responsibility for what we see and how we can address that in a situation where we can be truthful to the other person. So then there is that harmony, energy. Because we don't really need to take things personal, but we do because we're human beings. We need to know that everything is a mirror of the collective. So if something is blocking you, for example, fear of love, right? Fear of intimacy, fear of having sex, fear of not having enough money, not having enough resource. Well, those are red signs. It's calling you to see deep within what is mirroring you and how your filters are. If your filter is clouded, then clean it, right? Like this wiper. I'm seeing a wiper in the car. You know, when there's some stuff in the car, your windshield, clean and wipe that. Clear it. So we want to ask our ascended masters, our angels and archangels to assist us, the celestial beings, the galactic beings, because living in Mother Earth is not an easy path, right? So we are always on guard, vigilantly, standing firm, rooted, grounded in Mother Earth. So you can close your eyes and take a deep breath and let's pray. Let's pray to Divine Master. Divine Master, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this healing, this illumination of our mind, for giving us clarity and how we can assist others to gain clarity about their creations, their life, their situations, where we are being called to do the work and serve. Thank you for the love that you have infused us in our being, in our walk of life, and all the expressions that we give to others. And that we receive, that we will be guided with your angels and archangels that are here around us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Divine Master. Thank you so much for listening and have a beautiful Saturday. Namaste.